Any consent agenda items?
Commissioner, we have one consent item. This is an application for Mr. Glenn Malmstrom. As request after the fact authorization to retain 70 linear feet of vinyl replacement bulkheading aligned a maximum of 2 feet channelward of a deteriorating bulkhead situated along Chincoteague Bay adjacent to lot number 1320 on Blackbeard Road in the Captain's Cove subdivision in Accomack County. In this case, the agent contractor, one and the same, has agreed to pay a civil charge of $3,000 in lieu of further enforcement action, and staff is recommending approval contingent upon the acceptance of the aforementioned civil charge, triple royalties of $420 for the encroachment of the bulkhead over state-owned submerged lands, and a triple permit fee of $75. Just as a matter of background, an application was submitted on behalf of Mr. Malmstrom by the agent contractor, in this case, Mr. Luke Britton. Mr. Malmstrom, I understand, is basically an absentee owner of the property. It's more or less a vacation home at Captain's Cove, from what I understand. While the application was being processed, unfortunately, Mr. Britton started work on the project and finished the project before the permits could be issued. In this case, since Mr. Britton was well aware of the permit requirements, we felt it was a maximum deviation from the requirements to get a permit. However, it was minimal environmental impact. So as a result, that's the $3,000 amount in our civil charge matrix. Mr. Britton has taken responsibility for the action. He had workers on site doing work at other properties, and he wanted to keep them working while he was on vacation, and apparently the work got done before the permits were issued. So we think it's appropriate to accept the civil charge in this case and allow us then to go forward and issue the permit for the homeowner for the bulkhead project.
Questions from the commission?
So
Mr. Tanker.
He has agreed to pay the $3,000.
Mr. Britton has, yes.
Okay. All right.
Other questions from the commission? Is Mr. Britton present? Didn't think so. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? I don't see any. So the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
Motion to approve page 3 item.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Minor to approve this page 3 item. I'll just note that I find it regrettable and lamentable that we have a serious violation here and something that any contractor who deals with construction on the water bottom should well know better. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.